Let's get started. This here is a workshop with the attorneys. So, Mr. James?
Gracious Heavenly Father, as you lead us and direct us out the path we have to go for the betterment of this county, which we live in, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Congratulations to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Paul?
Chairman, Mr. Cannon is on vacation this week, so I'm filling in for him. Before you get started with the workshop, I'm going to just ask you, I remind you, commissioners, that Mr. Michael Watson's law service is going to be Sunday at 11 o'clock at the Louisville Temple Church of God in Christ in Cross City down past the City Hall. We're also going to have a wake for her on Friday at the same location from 5 to 7. And also, Ms. Linda Williams, who works here in the courthouse, her son passed away on Sunday. They're going to be having a service for him on Wednesday, July the 27th, out at the Dixie County Memorial Cemetery out in Eugene. I just wanted to pass that information on to you guys. And also, just a reminder for today's workshop, this is a workshop to review the submitted resumes and have discussion with the interested attorneys who have submitted. It is an advertised workshop, and it is open to the public, so you cannot force anyone to leave the room, but you can ask the candidates if they are willing to step out during the times of questioning with the other candidates as a courtesy, but there again, they can't be forced to. No decisions can be made here at the workshop. During the regular meeting at 6 o'clock, during the commissioner items, any one of you commissioners can bring up the attorney issue and ask if y'all are ready to make a decision tonight, or if you so desire, you can take the time to think it over and set a special meeting for hiring your attorney. Just keep in mind that the contract that you have with the interim attorney ends on August the 1st. We don't have another regular scheduled board meeting until August the 4th. So you would need to do something on hiring your new attorney prior to August the 1st. Okay.
I'd like to ask, would y'all be willing to step out one at a time while we...
Yes,
Ms. Chandler, I was aware of that. You got another little meeting?
I just got a little hearing with this court. It took me about 10 minutes.
What I'll do is I'll make you last then.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Is that okay with y'all? Let them step out and
that's
just bring...
Care if it's fair,
that's up to y'all. Do y'all want to stay or do y'all want to step out? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Mr. Griffiths, come up here first, and if the rest of y'all want to step out, and then we'll call...
Years ago. I was
couple of elected, I practiced for about 10 years, mostly trial litigation, family and criminal defense, that sort of thing. I've worked some appellate litigation. I was elected circuit judge for the 8th Circuit in 2006. I believe I'm the only one that has been assigned to all six counties within the circuit, which would be Gilchrist, Levy, Alachua, Union, Baker, and Bradford. So it's a pretty large swath of land from Georgia all the way down to Cedar View. And I've worked in every division, which is indicated on my resume, felony, family, civil, litigation, probate, guardianship, mostly trial work. Did quite a few civil circuit trials. I was assigned complex of litigation as a result of tobacco litigation matters. Some of you probably read over the last 10 years some of those what they call Eagle cases, complex class action lawsuit that was decertified by the Florida Supreme Court in 2007. So there was about 4,000 cases filed in state court, 4,000 more filed in federal court. Much of them have since worked themselves out. All of them in our circuit, while I was judge, worked themselves out based on my case management and stuff. I taught at judicial college on a variety of matters, but mostly civil litigation. I was the chair of the judicial college civil circuit trial course for new judges, at new judges. Also taught at conference as well as advanced judicial college. I decided I needed to go back into practice. I have five young children that I primarily raised by myself. I opened a practice in Chiefland. I also am an independent financial advisor in addition to being a lawyer. I was fortunate to get hired by the city of Fanning Springs when a vacancy occurred in the city of Fanning Springs a couple of years ago, and have been serving them in that capacity at that time. So that would be the extent of my training handling municipal law. But as a judge, we handled quite a few actions that came before the court. They were filed based on various, mostly city actions, very few county actions. There were some that involved county, some that county commissioner, the board, or clerk would have to be named. But that was not super common, not very common. So that's just a general background. I currently live in Gilchrist County. My kids, my oldest daughter just graduated. She's a valedictorian in Trenton. She just started school at the University of Florida a couple weeks ago for summer week. $2. My oldest daughter is going to 11th grade in Trenton. My youngest daughter is going into 9th grade. She's going to the Health Academy at Bell. I have twin boys, fraternal twin boys. They are starting 6th grade at Trenton. So they're a full-time job as well. So, I've been very blessed at this point in my life. Good health, good career, good family. All kids are doing well. So a little bit about me personally, professionally. Certainly would love to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions?
I don't know.
You got something,
Daddy? Well, I mean, if you was hired, would you entertain? I mean, your office in Chiefland opening a sub office here. Most of our stuff happens here. We'd have to be going back and forth to Chiefland to correspond.
Sure.
Or whatever. I mean, it's more applicable to have an attorney here close than it is.
That's fair. So, Commissioner Stevens, I thought about doing that. I'm obviously aware of some situations going on in Dixie County where there might be a need for that. I do have runners that are employed by my office, and we get information back and forth. So, for example, my application materials, I had a runner bring straight to Dixie County. As far as correspondence, it's not a problem. It's not be something that would be charged for the counties. But if you did have correspondence, you need to be almost immediately. I could be video conferencing all the time via Zoom, people's cell phones, on computers. If there's something that was required in person, I could never hear. I don't know that I can commit to opening an office, honestly, because that's a pretty large capital investment on my part. But that's certainly, I think, a legitimate
On the, I know like we have to go to continuing classes and stuff. As lawyers, y'all have to continue and get go on and do online classes and stuff to keep up to speed. Have you took like ethics classes or sunshine law classes or anything along those lines?
Okay. That's a two-part question. I'll do the best to walk through them. So the answer is yes. All lawyers in the state of Florida, except for, that's really not true. All lawyers in the state of Florida have continuing education requirements. I believe, if I misquote this, I'm sure I'll hear about it, but I think it's every 3 years we're required to take a certain number of hours. Certain of those hours are required to be in ethics. Certain number of those hours are required to be career literacy type courses, some general litigation courses. Ethics is something which I have taught, and I have sat my former circuit judge, I actually sat as a hearing officer for our proceeding law firm to a charge of misconduct. Usually the way that would work is a lawyer in a circuit, say in Ocala, which is the Fifth Circuit, would be charged with misconduct. The Supreme Court would assign a judge from a different circuit so there would be no conflict of interest to go and do that. So I know I've handled matters in the Fifth Circuit. As far as the second part of your question regarding ethics, as I mentioned earlier, I have taken that and sometimes at least study all the time. As a good lawyer, if you ever get presented with someone who brings an awkward situation to your attention, usually the first thing that I would do is I call the bar at the top line. I've done that times throughout my career, particularly when I was younger, as a free confidential service to attorney. To discuss that matter. As far as sunshine law is concerned, very familiar with Chapter 119. I was involved in several cases involving Chapter 119, including one in Union County that was appealed and affirmed. I think resulted in change in the attorney's fees provision. There's a tweaking in the attorney's fees provision for people who are requesting public records requests. So. Before, and I may have the year wrong, about 2015, there's essentially an automatic trigger or a hammer for people who sent public records requests to counties and whatnot. And so Union County, I think, received a public records request, and it looked like phishing or spam. It did look like it was a legitimate issue. But it was conducted by an attorney, ironically, and he sought fees from the county. Or someone had sold in it. We had a hearing on that. This is a matter of public record. I'm not talking about the public record. Fees were denied. That matter was appealed. The District Court of Appeal affirmed it in a written opinion. And then I think the legislature tweaked the fees part of the statute after. Because what was happening was municipalities were getting sand back. You know, public entities were getting sand back. This request, it didn't look like a legitimate request. And then after the 3 days to go by, we did it physically. And that was just not fair or appropriate. So I think most counties and most cities have created, usually on their website, and I haven't checked this county's website to check this, but usually have a central repository for Chapter 119 requests now to help mitigate against, you know, misdirection of emails and requests. And I know Union County did that following that case, and that helps prevent and protect the counties from getting hit by requests for attorneys or whatever the nature of the request was. I don't know if that answered your question.
Pretty much covered it. Did we list the salary that we were going to pay on this? What is the money?
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
What is the money that you're looking for, or what?
What would be a fair salary per year?
That's a lovely question. So my inclination would be probably would ask no more than what your client is trying to get that track.
Would you be willing to take the job for what we was paying, Mr. Osteen?
That's 71, I believe.
Thank you.
71.
That's 71. 71. Okay. All right. Okay.
So ask for no more.
Sometimes you go over on some of that stuff. What's your hourly rate on top of that?
Sure. My normal hourly rate for clients who would generally walk into my office for matters in North Florida. I usually charge $400 an hour. If I have to litigate in South Florida, the billable rate.
We don't care about South Florida.
If I have to go to South Florida, because that's generally the local rate. For municipalities, I charge less. I usually charge for $359 for special assignments. But so I would have to look to see my recollection or my assumption is that you have a certain hourly minimum, which would not go over. You would have to have a conversation if there was a special project. Say, for example, the city got sued, or the county got sued. Right? You would have a conversation about whether you wanted to hire outside counsel or you wanted my law firm to handle it, whether it would be included in the general contract or not. That would be something you would have a conversation about and have a clear understanding of.
Where are you at, 350 or 400?
For that. For the county, 350.
All you got? All I got.
I just have a couple of questions. So I'll just kind of hit on some of mine. I figured you would.
Yes, sir.
For both of us coming at you. the ethics was one of mine stuff also, and the sunshine law. That was, we, from time to time, we get real hard-headed as board members. And, what I want to know, I'm not an attorney by no means. Don't try to be one. And I need an attorney that can say, Mark, you're wrong. And here's why you're wrong. And back it up with actual statute that says, hey, I don't agree with this law either, but by the state of Florida, this is the legal way to do things, because I think that no board member sitting up here wants to do anything illegal. Our intent is always going to be to stay within the law, but our train of thought is sometimes outside of the law, because we just don't agree with, and I'm quite satisfied there's laws out there that you say, this is, don't make sense. Why is it this way? But that is the law. And if I come to you with a question and I just said, this just, dang sure don't make no sense. Or Jamie, Jody, Doug, or Mr. James comes to you and says that, can you and are you willing to provide the correct information where we can make a legal educated decision?
So my best response to that is I did that in tens of thousands of cases over a dozen years where I oftentimes we had to tell people things they didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't say that everyone makes the right decision all the time. I think most lawyers and the 5 years ago, I own it personally, and I think they're fantastic attorneys. Work their very best to give the best information and advice they can. We all come to you, however, with different skill sets. I'm older, I've been around a long time, I've done certain online and business, I've also served in public office. So I'm familiar with that. I've elected office, private practice. So my job, commissioners, is to give you the correct legal advice, even on difficult subjects, that you can make informed decisions. Political decisions are always for lawyers alone, but you need to be able to make those decisions based on sound legal advice, even if it is advice that you don't want to hear. Okay?
Or agree with.
And I'll tell you, you know, in candor, I am to a fault, even if it can, it has at times caused clients to say, you know, I don't want to hire you because you told me something that I don't like. That's fine.
I'm the other way around.
And that's fine. I would rather not have someone that wants me to do something unto me, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that. I work very hard to get where I am, and compromise methods, simple right and wrong, what you say what you mean. I'm not going to compromise myself at one or any job. Well, I'm very grateful, and I would love to help take the communication, right? Also, it's crystal clear that I would not compliment ethics. Okay?
Great answer.
Yeah.
That's basically all I
actually the thing I was going to ask, too.
And I guess it's because of that.
I certainly will listen. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to speak with you today. I know you have some other very well-qualified applicants in the hallway. And I don't have any other questions. I will yield to the other applicants.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Would you like me to send
Mr. Bullock in? That'd be fine. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
on the, I know y'all could do continuing education, all that type of stuff, on like, have you took courses on ethics and sunshine laws?
Yes, I've done
some stuff pertaining to our type of.
Yes, I've taken some of those kind of courses on government law and stuff like that since I've been out. Fortunately, they do have on-demand continuing education courses. If I did need to, you know, I would probably brush up on it some, you know, some more before taking the job, before beginning the job. But yes, I have done some of that. Would be happy to do so.
That's where I left off last time. I'm just a.
I noticed your code enforcement hearing officer.
Yes,
sir. You've been there since, I guess, 21, is that?
Yes, sir. I was appointed last year.
Town of Cross City?
Yes, sir.
And then town of Archer.
I was just appointed there this year, yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about code enforcement. Or can you speak on that?
I mean, just in general terms, you know, it generally just consists that, you know, there will be someone that the code enforcement officer identifies. I'm the magistrate, so the code enforcement officer for the city finds someone, you know, will cite them for having too much garbage in the yard or something to that effect. And I effectively just act as the judge and, you know, kind of a quasi-judge. We have a hearing. I allow this municipality to put on their case. The other person has a chance to speak and, you know, raise any defenses, and we go from there, just kind of decide if they need to be.
Code enforcement is getting to be a really big thing for us. We started out, what would y'all say, 2-3 years ago, really hard, putting some ordinance resolutions in place, and with a code enforcement officer that we put a lot of training in, and would love to have someone kind of look over what we do have, irregardless, especially the man that rules. That would be great to make sure we win whenever we have these things. But how many cases have you heard or listened
to? I actually haven't had very many yet. Like I said, these things kind of take time to get into effect. I've actually sat in on more of the county ones. So Lindsey Lander, who does that for the county, I've sat with him on several of his. Archer, I just got appointed a few months ago. In Cross City, I just got in the last year. So it takes a little bit of time for them to build their, you know, they have to build their cases and get citations and give them warnings and come back a few times. Yes, sir. So it hasn't been.
On salary, what is you're looking at as far as numbers?
Yes, sir. To be honest with you, I haven't given it a whole lot of thought. Like I said, I would be dedicating a large portion of my time, or assuming I would be dedicating a large portion of my time. Do you have any idea, roughly?
I think our previous attorney was in the 70s, low 70s.
Yeah, I would say that. Yes, sir, whatever the, you know.
Say when cases run over, what would be your hourly rate to the county?
I would do it at a discount hourly rate. I normally charge $200 an hour in regular practice. For the county, I'd probably do it like $100 an hour.
How many kids you have?
We don't have any kids yet. We're working on
that. I just had to ask.
Yeah. How many
years have you been at running your practice on your own? I know a lot of y'all work under somebody for so many years.
Yes, sir. I opened my practice independently in 2017. I started Newberry. There weren't any lawyers in Newberry. And so I kind of started there. I got a lease. I was there for a year and a half. When my lease expired, I wound up moving back to Williston just before I turned out most of my contracts.
The phone was off. I asked a couple questions while you were gone. Maybe the one you fixed and asked was asked about the salary and the hourly rate.
Okay.
And
what was that?
$100 an hour. And he would be fine with the salary that we already had set up.
Fine with the salary we already had set up. He says his regular hour rate is $200, but he'll give the county a discount.
Okay. a lot of times we commissioners don't directly deal with attorneys as much as our county manager's office does.
Yes, sir.
Are you good with that side of it also? I mean, they honestly probably talk to our attorney 10 times more than what we do.
Right, yeah.
The majority of our dealings would be asking for contract reviews with our
right.
state and federal grants, any of the ordinance and all that the commissioners want to draft, any land conveyances and deed preps and
right.
Situations like that as well.
Decision was made.
Oh, most definitely.
You know what I mean? So I'd be happy to do that for sure.
Yeah. I think all of us want to make an educated legal decision.
Right. Yeah.
So we don't like knee-jerk decisions. And I've served with all these up here and there all about the same way.
Yeah.
We don't like knee-jerk decisions. And from time to time, there will be some controversial things that we got to
yes.
make sure it's legal.
Right.
You know, it's by law.
Right. Yes.
Common sense for the
right. Right. That definitely, I don't think that could be an issue at all. I actually, you know, for my litigation I do, I have a kind of an expensive legal software account I use to, you know, a lot of my practice when it comes to going to court and stuff, I have it based on precedent research and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be anything unusual for me, you know, I mean, to do that, to handle this the same type of way, to actually, you know, whatever the precedent statute is.
Okay.
Well, that's
not one. You got anything, Mr. Gaines? Yes. Yes. But you say you are the youngest.
I think so.
One other question I got goes along with what Mark just reiterated. A lot of times in these meetings, you'll be sitting over here and something will come up that we're trying to deal with and we're trying to make a decision on it. And are you going to be willing to, of course, leaning towards something that we haven't researched and it might be questionable, step up, put the brakes on it, and shut it down?
Yes.
Say we can't do anything until we research that before we make a wrong decision.
Right, yes. Definitely. I mean, what I would probably do is say,
whether it makes us mad or not.
Right.
Because
I understand. I
couldn't have breaks on it.
You say jump up down the woo.
Commissioners, when you interviewed me, I told you that I was going to research something. I wasn't 100% sure about it. Now, in this time, I think I need to step back and research it before we move forward with it. Hopefully, like you
say,
you'll hold it against me at that time, but that's
the
time.
No, we need somebody.
You
like
need
that.
Be doing your job.
Yes.
Sir. Need somebody impartial to look for.
Right, exactly.
That's all I got.
Anything else, Mr. Mark? We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, let's hand you if I'm looking to see if Ms. Walton is available.
Okay. Now.
Wasn't
he went to the University of Florida.
It was the year in that I didn't say he is.
May 2017. And he's, well, yeah. Oh, that's got all three of the candidates? Okay. Now, look on the last page right there, Ms. Farmer, on Mr. Bullock. He's got his bachelor's in science.
No. Well, I can tell y'all that over the last 20 years, all the judges that I have worked with, and I knew Stan before he became a judge, he's the top three in my, I like him a lot. And I know there's a price difference there for his hourly, but I think he'd be worth every penny of it.
It's Mr. Griffiths.
Mr. Griffiths.
Yeah.
is, are they still sitting out there, or are they today? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think if you could call some recent meetings.
Well, if y'all want to have a recess while I wait on.
Is there an open workshop? Is there very long a discussion, or?
Well, if we're pretty used to these long meetings, so we'll just sit and wait.
Okay. Just bring it up tonight about that, if you will.
Not a thing.
I
never even heard of
him. I didn't want to ask him. I just want to know how old he really was.
We're not allowed to ask that. I'm glad I didn't,
then, because
would have been the first question that he said, it's none of your business.
I was just that close to just,
guess how young a fellow are you? Oh, Lord.
The only thing you might go off of is if you ask him when you graduated high school.
Well, if you look at these here, how long does it take you to get your bachelor's? How long does it take you to get your law license? Several years.
Depends on how dedicated you are.
We're in the workshop. I got a little bit up there left. I'll get WC's. WC, if you're on the phone, I'm going to get your candy.
He was just getting out of bed.
Exactly.
Chairman, you want to turn the recording off for now?
You can. Yeah, let's take a recess.
All right. Gentlemen, just call
me. Call a recess. We can resume now with a hot.
As most of y'all know, my name is Shane Watson. I'm a lifelong resident in Dixie. We're all from Dixie, have been many generations. My heart's always been here. Went to school here. Everything except for graduate school and everything. Come back and I've had a practice in Dixie County since 2015. We handle a variety of different types of law. We handle family law, state law, civil law, land issues, contracts, a variety of types of law here in D.C. County. I've been the school board attorney for the county school board since last year this time. Still in office right now, of course, in that position also. That one, of course, will be coming back up also. I anticipate when the board has an objection or your school has an objection that I'll try to keep that job also. It does require some time. I know the county takes a lot of time. I've been performing for y'all for the last month as the interim attorney. I've learned a lot of county business, still a lot left to learn. And enjoyed working with y'all in the county manager's office. They've been very supportive and getting me stuff. And the clerk's office has also been very supportive. So got a good team. They work well together. I've not asked for anything from any one of these individuals or even any of y'all that we haven't got. I've been timely with everything. I have had a case management, a little bit of an issue, just like today. You know, some of that comes from these reports and stuff having scheduled out. I have tentatively blocked every meeting off so that we don't have this problem. I would love to be y'all's attorney. Open to any questions y'all have. I think, you know, like I said, my resume, I did submit it. Most of that is basically just the legal stuff that I've had, some of the training stuff, some of them are not there. I've got one training that I haven't got the documentation back in that just recently occurred. Just continue to maintain my education and a member, as you can see, a small government and everything. And life.
That was going to be one of my questions. When you just answered it, you're in continuing training and stuff. And
I do. I take continuing education credits. I went last month to a training, which was a day and a half training, and a lot of it dealt with the legislature updated. It was very focused mostly on the school board, but we did do legislative updates and sunshine law and stuff like that. I went through a few of the courses on sunshine law. Still got a lot to learn.
We all
you know, and like I say, I've been working with the school board there under the sunshine law also, so we have been, you know, continuing to learn things with that. More than glad to continue in any specialized areas that we may run into to get training. I've been watching some information on the lab process, which is some of the bids that we just had. There's a training video on it, so I've been watching it. It's quite lengthy. Got a little bit more steps to watch on it. They give a little certificate on it also. But those are things that I've tried to make sure that I educate myself on to better represent the county, because my goal is to guide y'all in the process and try to keep us on the right side of legal. You know, I would rather, like the last project, we had two last bids that we were looking at. I submitted that documentation back to the county manager's office. So I did a little bit of preview and some legwork on the last bidding process so that I was not as pleasant, as knowledgeable on that subject as I would like to be, and there's still a lot to be learned. But I did get that back to the county. The few issues that I've seen, most of it was more drafting issues than it was legal issues. But you will have that document also before y'all at some point. And I know that's not really in the interview process, but just so you understand, as far as the way I do business, is that as y'all give me stuff, I'm going to research it and try to get you the answers so that you can make an informed decision.
Thank you, answered. Most of Jody's
And number mine.
On the salary, what are you looking?
I looked at Mr. Osteen's contract, and I would be willing to step in. And you know, if y'all think that's a fair amount, I'd be happy to step in and continue on. You know, I think
we always want cheaper.
And we always want more. And that's how y'all work, people. And I think I should y'all know, but me and Miss Martha, she's giving thanks. She works for me, too.
We have been working you very hard.
So we, you know, and that's another, you know, thing that is in my benefit to, for the county. And I'm not here. You know, Mr. Paul calls me. Usually within an hour or so, I can get to him. I can get there a lot quicker if I ain't got a judge or somebody or a client sitting at my desk. But, and that's one of the things, too, that I am working on in my office, is if I do get this position, I will be tailoring my practice a little bit, cutting it back a little bit from where it's at right now, because, of course, I maintain a caseload to support an office staff right now, minus the salary that I would have from the county. So if I pick up the salary from the county, y'all gonna become, you know, the biggest client, which will take the biggest portion of my day. So then I will, of course, tailor that to accommodate my schedule with the county, which would free up some more time for me to get to Mr. Paul and Ms. Martha and Dwayne as issues arise so I can get them a quick answer. But I don't think I've been too late in, y'all. I've tried to be pretty timely.
How much is the, I mean, is the school board salary?
The school board salary is a pittance compared to the county. By that, it is about a third.
So can we do that?
If y'all only work me as hard as the school board.
The other question is, you know, Mark, that's actually one of Mark's questions. When things run over, what is going to be the hourly rate over and beyond?
Okay. That's one thing as far as I've been billing probably a little bit different than some attorneys, not clashing anybody. I do some billing by the hours, but most of mine is y'all are going to be my primary panel. So most of the work I'm going to do for you is going to be at the rate that I've quoted y'all, which will be incorporated. Now, if we've got outside lawsuits or something like that, then at that point, you know, we can always sit down and I'll give you a ballpark figure. Because, of course, I know with what we're dealing with, oftentimes they let run for years versus anything else. My hourly rate is $250.
That's your regular.
That's my regular salary rate for my clients that we have now. Again, short of, you know, the stuff as far as like me running back and forth like I have with them, I'm assuming that's part of my duty. Okay?
So you're considering that to be part of your salary?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. What I would consider extraneous is we've got a lawsuit against the county.
That's what we'll have the question.
Right. And on that one, we can always sit down if you want to negotiate a contract for that particular deal, or it may be something that y'all say, well, we want to get an outside counsel. If you do, then, you know, at that point we can contract.
But generally on that, you would be $250 an hour.
Yes, as a general rule.
Unless you ride along and more, I didn't go in the rest of yours, so I just leave it alone.
It don't matter, you can if you don't too, but with, you know, with our former attorney, he was like your same boat, school board and county, we had to have a conflict of interest because of, not very often, but sometimes it does happen, and sometimes schedules don't line up, and he was always had someone here to represent at his expense. Are you willing to look at that also and recommend a conflict of interest attorney?
Yes, I would. We would definitely need that. Tonight, this is the first school board meeting I've had to meet. Will be tonight because it's a conflict.
So you're missing the school board meeting?
I'm missing the school board meeting tonight.
Oh, I like that.
Paul's got to do tonight. We're hanging out. And that is something I would expect to do, and I have done that tonight. I've got an attorney coming that will be filling in for me on my school board duties there tonight, and I anticipate doing the same thing. And that's one thing I explained to the school board. I said, you know, right now, I don't have a contract to do that with y'all. Y'all have hired me as an interim contract attorney. So I have to be here. And as a school board, I have a contract with them where I can actually get someone to fill in. And a lot of times our school boards are not as confident, and I'm praying it stays that way. I went to a training with a bunch of school board attorneys, and that's not the case everywhere. Some school boards have been very similar to our county, and if it ever comes to that, I anticipate that the school board has to do a lot different. But as it stands right now, you know, our school board, everything flows very smoothly as a normal. And that, and then take a look.
Kind of led me into my next question is normal. we do get hard-headed and
from time to time, and
I don't want to move it all off just like everybody else, and I'm kind of a redundant question because I've asked this three times. So whenever we're up here and we don't want to make I don't feel like the rest of us need our decision. Especially in terms of legal, because we want a legal, educated decision. And the judge is sitting there, I'm sitting here, and James is sitting there, we're going to look at the park. You've got to shut that down. So, wait a minute, fellas. I need some research time.
Right, and exactly. And that was one thing that I would want to ask y'all. You know, if it's something, just like I told you on the last project here, as far as some of that, I've seen contracts. Hundreds of them, you know, it's probably more than that. But I wanted to know a little bit more about what their process was and stuff like that. So I wanted a little bit more in-depth education. So I searched around, and like I say, there's a certification on that process. I didn't know that, but I do now. And you can go and you can watch these videos and do their little tests, and you can get a certification at your last training. Okay? So I've been watching some of those. Like I say, my schedule's a little tight, especially right now because we still play COVID catch up with all the judges. I mean, that's something that some of y'all may not actually know unless you're in the court system a lot, but all our courts are backed up a lot still. But those are things that I would ask y'all, you know, don't make any jerk decisions unless we're absolutely certain. Sometimes we have to make it, you know, it's urgent, you've got to make a decision like this. But if it's something that we need to able to be for make sure that we are getting a good legal decision so that it's covering all of y'all, me, and Dixon County.
That's very important to me, and yeah. I'm sure the rest of the board feels the way. So we want
to
say
whether you
stay within the law and make a good educated decision, because the laws we don't always agree with, but that's the law.
Exactly. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that as a board, if I'm the person sitting over there giving you legal advice, the advice is legally sound. And if we follow that advice, we're going to be in a good position. Again, I can guide you, but if you get there and you go a different direction, I'm just going to tell you. You know, tag, this one's on y'all, type situation.
And that's what we need to do. Exactly. I just shut it down. Just say, hey.
If we continue to come up.
You know, I can't tell y'all you're going in exactly the right way. And you'll pursue it, you may be, you know, because it's like anything else. We can make decisions sometimes that maybe from a black and white standard of the law, I think, that won't work. But maybe it falls in one of the gray categories. If you decide to go that way and it's in the gray and you still, you know, stay through it, no problem. But I'm going to try to keep you in the black and white.
Yes. Good. Work, I know you kind of got a leg up a little bit on working with the county manager's office, because the attorney really deals with the county manager's office 95% more than they deal with the board. And about the biggest problem you have with the board twice a month or workshops whenever we have them is keeping us on the straight and narrow. But there is no problem with working with the county staff. They keep us straight.
Yes. Now, like I say, they have been excellent to work with. I've been working with them about a month now. When I ask them for something, they try to get it to me. Miss Bella, she's got me anything I've needed. I had to call Miss Barbie because Miss Bella's been right on the spot anytime I've needed anything. She sends it to me. She's been a big help. We found out one piece was missing. One day we got that piece and answered the question we got. So we got to tell the paperwork you need. you know, so these type of things are happening. Your staff, you've got good staff in place, and they're all working well together from what I've seen in the last month.
Any of y'all got any questions?
I do.
Okay.
Well, there's what I just said. I mean, that kind of leads into to what I said earlier. I mean, not only do you deal with county managers' stuff, but Darren and them's got a whole lot going on. Our department does, solid waste does, and sometimes you deal with department heads, you know, a lot more than what you deal with us. And Darren's got, he's got some questions, and there's never no problem with you dealing directly with them. The way I see it.
It wouldn't be with me either. I mean, like I say, as a county attorney, I make the assumption, and of course I was creating me out if I'm understepping, but I would make the assumption that I'm supposed to work with Mr. Brown, Ms. Pendarvis, Ms. Angie, or any of the rest of the county employees that have an issue. I'm not going to handle Angie's divorce. I have to know that for that one. Can't carry it, but I won't say that. But, you know, that ain't going to handle that on y'all's time. If that's not a county problem, I'm going to be more than happy to talk to you about that. You know, so, you know, that being said, you know, other than crossing the line over to what is county business to what might be their personal business,
yep.
I'll be happy to help them in any way I can.
Speaking of that, even the board of county commissioners, because it's no secret, I've hired you before, and I'm sure some of the rest of them has hired you or a former attorney. That is something that zero can happen. I mean,
right. I realize that as far as being the county attorney, I would be representing the county.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't represent Mark Hatch or Jamie Store,
right,
because it would be a conflict.
Exactly right.
And I also, and the one thing that, and it might not be the right time for us, but there is one case that I talked to Ms. Martha a little bit about. She sent a report out, and I happened to find, I've been retained to get a piece of property sold. It's already been through the foreclosure process, but it, at one point, y'all were named in it, and that was prior to the, you know, the foreclosure, and whether or not we even had a dog in that fight, I don't know, so from the county standpoint, I haven't researched it, but it doesn't pass that. All it is they haven't reset the sale. So, I was going to bring that up before the board had, you know, whether or not y'all thought that needed to be something that I'd give this person back and say, I can't do it because of where I'm at, because at this point, I don't legally believe from a legal standpoint that it would be adverse to the county because the judgment's already entered. So any ownership the county had could have already been terminated in that judgment. But that was something that so far I've run into. Everything else, most of my case flow, the best I can vet it so far, I don't have any conflicts because I've always made a policy not to take cases against Dixie County, the Sheriff's Department, our schools. That's just been a stand-in thing. These are my people. This is my county. Not saying that maybe somebody else won't take that, but it wasn't for me to do.
Oh, my God.
Anything else? You want to bring the other two back in here and then?
Well, I mean, you can't make no decision.
Yeah, I know that, but just say, look, we're going
to,
we may make a decision tonight. We may think about it. You know, just tell them that. Just
Shane, all these classes, these continuing education classes that you go up, these credits and stuff, is that pertaining to, y'all have to go for, like, you do so many every year, like, you're doing.
We don't have so many every year. We have a three-year recording. I think you may have on there. Where I printed off my active data, which is off the bar, which shows you when my next deadline is.
It takes so many hours.
Right. Yeah. So we do not do that every 3 years to keep our life in
I want to thank y'all for applying and coming today and talking with us. I don't know if we're going to make a decision tonight, if we're going to wait and go over some more things, especially with WC not being here. So we just have to go from there.
I just want to say we got y'all are all three prime attorneys, and y'all going to make our job none easy.
I appreciate all three of y'all. I think the county did
your hands for all three.
Yes.
Of course, you know, we only have one.
Our county budget, that's all I allow. But irregardless, I do have one statement that if we have a conflict of interest on whoever we may hire, it might be anybody. You know, we might reach out as a conflict attorney. And just because you don't get this particular job, we still have conflicts from time to time to where if we hire Mr. Red, he can't do it. Because I might have a family member involved, so I might have to go back to Mr. Bullock. So there's a lot of tentacles to this shrimp. Anyway, that's all I got, and I do appreciate all three of you guys' time.
Yeah, we do. Appreciate you coming.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all. And go back. We can't hire all three of y'all, but you're going to have to split up that 70-something all three of you, and we'll have three attorneys.
Thank y'all. Do we have any public comments? Any questions from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Got a motion?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.